Morning, Joe.
Hope you're in a cool spot.
No, it's not too bad yet. Give it a few hours.
Yes, indeed. I guess we should remind folks there are some public cooling places that folks can enjoy if they need to. The library certainly is one of them.
Yep, Kennedy Center would be another.
Absolutely, yep. For me, it's the frozen foods aisle at the grocery store, but whatever.
Whatever works.
It couldn't have been nicer for Flag Day on Saturday. It was just sparkling.
That was I was a 10 for sure.
Yeah.
The weather was a 10. The parade was a 10. The fireworks were 10, was a 10. I mean, it was just a phenomenal evening. And, you know, up top there, Joe, I was talking to some of the committee members afterwards, and we all were agreeing. That's the largest crowd we've seen up there. The place is jammed.
I would agree. It was shoulder to shoulder for sure. And a lot of folks are commenting on the improvements. They hadn't been to Pageant Field in a while, so it was a complete shocker to them to see what had been done up there.
It's amazing. I stopped up there once in a while in the middle of the day, and the amount of people that are walking that path, enjoying it, it's awesome. It really is. The people that never otherwise would have been up there. And it's, to me, you know, park-wise and aesthetics-wise and beauty-wise, I think it's the prettiest spot in the city. It truly is.
It's hard to imagine how you're going to top that for Quincy 400 next year, Mayor. What's going to be bigger?
Well, the parade will be longer.
Okay.
We'll probably start a little earlier. And the parade will be bigger. There'll be more floats and more specialty things in there, which is great. We just hope we can get the weather next year like we had this year.
Oh, I'll tell you, yeah. And it certainly was a vast improvement over last year.
Oh, gosh, yeah, that was tough. That was tough.
Got drowned, yeah. I had friends in South Weymouth who said they heard the fireworks, and I said, that's because there were three howitzers that went along with them.
That's right, the 101st, they were awesome. They loved doing that as part of the show. We gave them some of the general sweatshirts, the General's Bridges. You think you gave them gold? Because some of those guys, you know, performed at the bridge ceremony with the howitzers as well. So.
Right. I did see the Adams Presidential Center with a float in the parade. Any update on that project?
Not really. I mean, from what I'm hearing, the board is going to appoint an executive director by the end of this month. So that will probably really begin the real momentum on it. I know the board's done a lot of work and background. There's a lot of things happening, but not visibly to the public. I think once the ED gets on board, I think then there'll be more public interaction and things talked about. So we'll go in the right direction.
Okay. All right. We look forward to that, certainly. Mayor, I thought we could take a minute this morning and just try and explain the process and the final outcome of a proposal to make Lunar New Year a holiday in the Quincy Public Schools.
I would guess it hasn't been completely resolved. The City Council, as you know, did pass unanimously an ordinance creating a day off in the schools. The school committee position is that the council doesn't have the right to do that, and they've got an opinion from outside that indicates the school committee does control the calendar. It's an interesting dynamic, you know, the roles and so forth of the elected officials. So, you know, the school committee does control the calendar to an extent. There are you know, holidays that have to be observed, so, you know, the federal and state holidays, it's not like we have a choice to have them or not. So, I, you know, 10 different lawyers, you probably get 10 different opinions on whether the council had the right to do that or not. But I think in the end, it does send a very loud message to the school committee. Look, it's time really to establish that. I mean, 40-50% of our student population celebrate Lunar New Year. It's probably time to do it. So, you know, whether the ordinance is completely valid or not, that's a pretty big message to the school committee, 9-0, when they very seldom ever weigh in on those kinds of issues. So for now, it's still not a day off. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Just to be clear about that. So will you sign the order? What happens to that actual order that was approved by the council?
Well, that's what's in question.
Okay,
I've signed the order.
Oh, you have. Okay.
And as you know, I supported the Lunar New Year day off on the school side.
Yep.
So, it wasn't a conflict for me, although it's a little strange because I got one foot in one side and one foot in the other on the issue. So he did sign the ordinance, but the question is whether the ordinance has teeth or not.
I see. Okay. So, but just to be clear, for 2025, it will not be a school holiday.
At this point, that's correct.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. Appreciate that. Speaking of the city council, they had their last meeting of season, I guess, last night before their summer break and completed a lot of year-end activities, including...
Yeah, typical year-end transfers. Yes. Some areas you get surpluses, some areas you have deficits, so able to do all the transfers and clean everything up.
Right, including some major appropriations for the new Squantum Elementary School, $1 million to get that work underway.
Yes, to keep it going. Mm-hmm. That'll all fall into the total reimbursable number from the state. So it's money well spent, and we'll get reimbursed for that. So I don't know what the number is. It's somewhere between 60 and 65% we get reimbursed for that building.
Okay.
So it's a much-needed investment, but it's also, with the state participating in the funding, it's a good deal for the taxpayers.
Sure. And the tax incremental financing agreement for Granite Telecommunications. This is for the medical office building that'll be built in downtown. Is that right?
No, I think that was for the one on State Street area building they bought, which allows them some tax incentives because it's a formula from the state on these things. So the approval from the city, approval from the state,
mm-hmm.
and you have to grow X amount of jobs in a certain time period. And which is beneficial to, obviously, the state economy. So these have been done in the past for different companies. In the old days, we did one for Boston Scientific and a couple of other ones over the years. But they proved to be beneficial economically overall. So he continues to grow his company. It's pretty amazing.
Indeed. Can we talk a little bit about fiber optic and digital infrastructure for community broadband? Yes, we do. Yes.
All right.
I know a lot of folks are waiting with this with bated breath. $250,000 appropriated last night. Now, is this for the alternative to Comcast that the city's looking at?
Well, I want to make sure everybody's clear on this.
Yeah.
This is not. We're going down this road. We're doing the engineering. We're doing the background. And we're gonna test it in a couple of neighborhoods.
Okay.
But it is not a cable. It's not an alternative to cable for cable. It would be, you know, connection to broadband internet.
Okay.
Which, in today's day and age, you can navigate that and get shows and TV and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want, particularly the elderly, to think that this is a alternative to pure cable because it's not.
Okay.
It's different.
Yeah, I think that's important to point out. There is some confusion about that for sure.
Definitely.
But as you mentioned, folks can now get television over the internet. So what's the
next? Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. But I know some of the older folks, and I'm in that range, you have trouble navigating that. It's not simple.
So what is kind of the next step in this process?
That's a good question, Joe. I know that we've got a committee, a team that's been working with an outside consultant. They've been doing all kinds of research and engineering and so forth. So I think they've zeroed in on two neighborhoods that make sense to try it and to see what... Because at the end of the day, if you don't get a certain percentage of interest and people signing up, then mm-hmm. it's not going to work financially. So there's a lot of work yet to be done. But Councilor Kane, as you know, has been a huge advocate of this, and we've been working with him and the team on it. So Chris Walker has been my point person on it.
Okay.
I'll have him call you, Joe.
Yeah, please do. Love to talk to Chris anytime. another concert at the Common this coming weekend.
Yes, the monthly... entertainment up at Hancock Adams Common.
Yep.
I think this is the 60s, 70s.
That's correct. Yeah, the disco era. And
your era, Joe.
No, yeah, kind of. Although you didn't see me at Studio 54, believe me.
Yeah, or Chevy's on the parking lot.
At all.
No, it's, in fact, it's funny because, I grew up in the 70s, graduated 81 high school, but I really love the oldies, 60s and 70s. I thought that was a great music era.
Yep.
I was always a little older when it comes to listening to music, so I'll have to stop up for that one.
These are, of course, free and open to all, and I think the weather will break by then, hopefully.
Let's hope, absolutely.
We should also recognize the Girl Scouts of Quincy were honored last night.
Hey, the scouting programs are awesome.
Yep.
They do. I really tip my hat to the scout leaders. both, you know, the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts, but they do a lot of great stuff, you know. And, you know, one of the things we talk about frequently in the whole addiction world is, you know, giving things kids to do so that just not hanging around or, mm-hmm. on the phone constantly. And that's, you know, great wholesome activities of scouting. And, then, you know, they talk a little bit about country and patriotism and all, and they have a good time. So it's a great program, and I love to support the Scouts. They do good stuff.
It's great to see them at the Flag Day Parade. It's just kind of realized how many there actually are, many, many troops.
There are, yeah. They do good stuff. And, of course, we have the annual event to raise some money for Quincy Scouting in the fall, which helps some kids get to camp that otherwise wouldn't be able to afford it, you know.
Sure.
So it's good stuff.
Appreciate it, Mayor. Stay cool.
Yeah, you know, every year we go through this, everyone get all riled up like we never had a hot day before, you know. It is pretty funny. Yes, but certainly, particularly those that are vulnerable with asthma or older, stay in the AC. Draw the shades down so the sun doesn't come in.
Absolutely, yeah. And stay hydrated, of course, is very important.
Absolutely.
We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.